Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Hey there, purpose pursuers. Happy New Year. It is officially 2020, and I could not be more excited. I don't know about you, but I have been really, really anticipating this upcoming new year, this new decade that we've entered into. I just have this sense in my spirit that 2020 marks the entrance of something amazing for the body of Christ. And so I hope that you've been feeling that same energy as well. And before we dive into this week's topic, I want to share with you a few things. As we've been, as the new year was approaching, I started doing a little bit of planning. I always like to do reflection during the last quarter of the year, trying to see where it is that God would have me to go in the new year, what things are working, what things could be improved upon, or just, you know, what maybe new things that I want to add into my life. And one of the things that I really felt impressed to do is to make some adjustments to the Tea with Tresetta podcast format. So what I'm going to be doing is consistently, rather than just from time to time having guests on the show, I'm going to consistently have guests. I'm going to be interviewing some awesome people of faith, not just women of faith like we've been doing before with the Sister Spotlights, but entrepreneurs who have a faith forward focus in their business and really integrate who they are in Christ into their day-to-day operations of their businesses. So that's going to be happening on a weekly basis. I'm also going to start dropping regularly shorter episodes. I haven't quite decided what I want to call them yet. I'm thinking that I want to call them purpose points, but we'll see. But there'll be shorter episodes where I'll just share with you some what's on my mind, some tips, strategies, words of encouragement, just whatever the Lord lays on my heart to share with you. And so change is a coming to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. But one thing that won't change is you will still get training, you will still get the answers, and you will still get the encouragement that you need in order to be effective in your God-given purpose. So that won't change. The format will, but you'll still get the same quality information that I've been sharing with you all along. Now, let's go ahead and dive into what I want to talk to you about today, which is see, write, run. And actually, the main point that I want to bring across is how important it is for you to write down your vision and to write down your goals. And we're going to go to what should be or is probably a very familiar passage of scripture, especially for this time of year. And that is in the book of Habakkuk. And we're going to look at chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And then we're going to dive in just a little bit deeper. I don't want to necessarily do a Bible study lesson today, but in order for me to really express to you why it's so important for you to write down your vision, it's important. I need to really kind of dig a little deeper into where I got this concept from the Holy Spirit. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this. And it's Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 4. And it says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul is which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. And again, that was Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And if you break down these scriptures, the three things that I shared with you at the beginning or at the offset were see, write, run. And in verse 1, it says that Habakkuk said that he will watch to see what the Lord was going to say to him. And so then when the Lord responded, or when the Lord replied and answered him, he told him, write the vision, which says to me that he showed Habakkuk something. He showed him what was to come. So first we have to see, we have to position ourselves in a way for us to hear from God what the vision is that he has for our lives, because his vision is so much greater than anything that we could come up with on our own. And so when you position yourself in a place of being open, then God will come and give you a vision. He will show you what it is to come. He will show you what it is that he has for you for your life. But first you have to position yourself in a manner where you can first see, where you have opened your heart, you have opened your mind, you have opened your spirit to receive the vision from the vision giver. Once you see it, then the Lord gives him the instruction. Now that I've given you the vision, write it down and make it plain. And so once you see the vision, it's important for you to go ahead and write it down. Write it down immediately. Write it down while it is still fresh. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a thought about something or you had an idea for something and you didn't write it down right away, when you went back later to try and flesh it out, it wasn't as clear. And so immediately after the Lord shares the vision with you, go ahead and write it down. Write it down in as much detail as possible. And when I have my clients go through this process of writing their visions, I have them write it as if they were writing a scene in a movie. So I want you to think about what are the surroundings? What does the surroundings look like? How do you feel? What are the emotions that you're feeling? Who are the people that you're surrounded with? What are all the details? What do you have? What are you experiencing? What does a typical day look like for you when it's fully manifested? So go into as much detail as possible. Write it as if someone else needs to be able to see or escape into the words that you have written on the paper. Because really and truly, when you write it down, you're writing it down for yourself. The scripture says that he may run that readeth it. And that person who needs to read it is you. You are the one who needs to run with it. And so by writing it down, and then, you know, it's not about writing it down and just kind of putting it on in a drawer somewhere or folding it up and hiding somewhere where you don't review it again on a consistent basis. No, the reason why you need to write it down, the reason why the Lord wants you to write it down, it needs to be somewhere where you can read it regularly. In fact, I really encourage you to read it during your morning routine every single day. There should not be a day that goes by that you do not review your vision, because when you read it, when you immerse yourself in it, when you immerse yourself in the emotion of it, then you are motivated to do the work, to do the activities, to do the actions that are necessary in order to manifest the vision. If you just put it in a drawer somewhere or keep it held up in a notebook that you don't ever review it, then it's going to be hard for you to stick with doing the actions to make it come to pass. right? Because we are driven by, we're emotional beings and we're driven a lot of the times by our emotion. That's why it's really important to incorporate strong emotion in with your vision so that it can help to motivate you. It can help you to what? Run with it. And I want to move a little bit further. The whole reason why I wanted to read verses 3 and 4 is because it's talks about how the vision is for an appointed time. It's for a very specific time. And it will come to pass. The scripture says that, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. And so it's going to come to pass. But then it says, though it tarry, wait for it. Right? God-sized vision does not come to pass overnight. It takes time. It takes consistency in actions. It takes you doing the work, right? Faith without works is dead. And I like to say it this way, that faith doesn't work unless you do. And so there is work that you have to do. And it's going to take us an appointed period of time for the fullness of the vision to be manifested. And so a lot of times it may seem like you are working, like you're putting in the work, that you're putting in all this energy, that you're putting in all this effort, and it's not really coming to pass, that you're not seeing the fruit, or it may seem like it's just not working, that there's just no fruit or very little fruit, that it's just a trickle. And so you may feel like, why am I doing this? I've been working on this for a year. I've been working on this for 5 years. Or I've been working on this for 10 years, however long. And you may be ready to give up. You may be wanting to give up. But the scripture goes on to say, because though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And that kind of sounds a little bit like double talk, because it says, first it says it won't tarry, but then it says, it says, though it tarry, wait for it. Then it says, it will not tarry. And that's because it seems like in the waiting period that it's tarrying, or that it's not coming, that it's not going to come to pass. However, at God's divinely appointed time, it will come. It won't tarry. It will show up, and you will see the full manifestation of all the work that you have been putting in over the time period. Now, depending upon the size of your vision, depending upon God's divine timing and the growth that needs to take place in you in order for it to manifest, those timeframes may look differently from person to person. And a lot of times we see people start things, and it's discouraging because it seems like they start something and all of a sudden it just blows up. And then for us, we have to work, but we don't know the work that went in before it blew up for them. We don't know how long they prayed. We don't know all the cost that is associated with that explosion or that seemingly overnight success that other people experience. And so you have to be mindful. You have to be cognizant of the fact that everyone's experience is different. And we don't see all of the journey. We just see in part. We just see what people show us. And so you have to recognize that there's a lot of their journey that you're not seeing. There's a lot of struggle. There's a lot of adversity. There's a lot of challenges that that person faced that you are not seeing. And so don't think it's strange when you face adversity, when you face challenges, when you face struggles along your journey to the manifestation of your vision. But God is not a man that he should lie, right? Matter of fact, the scripture says that he cannot lie. And so if he showed it to you, if he gave it to you, if he said it to you, it will come to pass. And I believe that's why in verse 4, it says, but the just shall live by his faith, right? Because there is a waiting period. And in that waiting, it's easy to get discouraged, but you have to keep the faith. You have to keep faith forward, you have to keep your faith at the center of it, because your faith is the thing that is going to help you manifest the vision God has given you, right? The scripture says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So your faith is the evidence that it is going to come to pass. Your faith is the substance. It is what your hope is built upon, right? It is your faith, and it's your faith in a God who cannot fail. It is your faith in a God who cannot lie. It is your faith in a God who calls himself I am, meaning he is anything and everything that you need him to be when you need him, right? And so I encourage you today, take the time to get before God, to get in a space where you can hear from him, and then write it down. Write down what the Lord shows you. Write down what the Lord speaks to your heart, and then review it daily. Keep it before your face so that you can run with it. When you're feeling discouraged, when things don't seem to be going your way, or when things start to get a little challenging, when that resistance shows up, whip out your vision. Keep it with you regularly. Maybe you have it written and you have it posted on your mirror, or you have it, after you've written it down, you type it up in a digital notebook, whether it's Evernote or the Notes app on your phone or whatever. Or maybe it's just a Word document, whatever the case may be, have it somewhere where you can keep it close by you all the time, so that when you feel discouraged, you can just pull it out and reread and review what God has spoken to you, because you have the confidence that when the appointed time comes, it shall speak and not lie, and it will not tarry. So if your vision has not manifested, if you've been working on your vision for a while and you're discouraged, I want to encourage you today, because it will come to pass. I know that it gets rough along the road. I have been wanting to give up many times before. I have wanted to give up. I have wanted to throw in the towel. I have wanted to call it quits because it's hard, or because it doesn't seem like things are working, like there's no fruit of the labor that I'm putting in. But the Holy Spirit in me would not allow me to quit, because I know that my God will perform what he said he will perform, right? The scripture says that my word will not return unto me void, but it's going to accomplish the very thing that he sent it forth to do. And so we can have confidence in his word. He's not like you and I, where we'll say things and make promises, and we might not feel like doing whatever we said we were going to do, and so we don't keep our word. But God is not like that. God always keeps his word. He always keeps his word. And so if he gave you a vision, if he has already spoken to you a promise, then you can go straight to the bank with that, because God is not a man that he should lie. And whatever he showed you, whatever he spoke to you, it will speak. It will come to pass. It won't lie, and it will not tarry. It will come at the appointed time. So see it, write it, and run with it. And I'm going to close with a new saying that I say it all the time, but I haven't been using it on the podcast. And so I will start closing out all of our episodes with this, which is, you got this and God has you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being a listener of my podcast. And I look forward to an awesome 2020 and beyond. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.